Good afternoon. This is Pastor Bill bringing not a news in focus, but a follow-up lesson, if you will, covering the fifth seal to the book of Revelation. The fifth seal to the book of seven seals introduced in Revelation chapter number 4, and the opener of this book identified as the Lamb of God in Revelation chapter number 5. In chapter number 6, the seals are opened to the scroll that is held now by the Lamb, revealing for us probably the recapturing or recontrol of planet Earth spelled out in Revelation chapters 6 through 19. The best we can understand, as explained in yesterday's lesson, is that most prophecy, until it is revealed, is not transparent, rather it is translucent. So, our attention is drawn for a short lesson to Revelation 6, 9 through 11. Let me read it, and we'll discuss the fifth seal. We discussed the four yesterday in Sunday school, and now we're going to discuss the fifth seal. Before we do, I have had three people in the last 24 hours say they are confused about where we are when all this is occurring. It is, it is mind-numbing to work around the typical belief that we are definitely yanked out of the world before the tribulation begins. Now, it is possible, I suppose, you could probably find a verse that says that we are, in fact, gone before Daniel's 70th week continues. However, I think you're going to be hard-pressed to prove that from the book of Revelation. So my word to the students of chapel class is that we must be careful before we start putting things in the book of Revelation that are not placed there by the Holy Spirit through the writer John. Therefore, if you're following along with our study, it should be perfectly clear to you that there are no promises to the believer that he will be raptured prior to the 70th week of Daniel. At least there are no proofs of it in the book of Revelation. If you want to prove it in the book of Revelation, you're going to have to be awfully convincing with Pastor Bill, because so far we're in chapter 6 and there's no proof that believers are not present in the world. Now then, if you find proof that they're not present in the world, it begs the question of when were they removed? Revelation chapter number 6 then, and verse number 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Now, quickly, I just want to cover some of the salient points in this, and then we will close this recording. This is just another example of temple talk in the book of Revelation. Towards the end of the book of Revelation, we find that the New Jerusalem does not contain a temple. But we are told all through Revelation that heaven itself does contain a temple, and that the New Jerusalem that does not contain a temple merely comes down from God out of heaven. Revelation 2:17 speaks of hidden manna. And hidden manna, as we know from the book of Hebrews chapter 9 and the book of Exodus, the manna was placed in a jar in the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was placed in the Holy of Holies. And the Holy of Holies was the innermost sanctum, if you will, of the temple in the Old Testament. So this is temple talk. God promises the hidden manna, or that which is in the Ark of the Covenant, or that which is in the Ark of the Covenant in the temple in heaven, is promised to the overcomer. The second mentions so far of temple talk in the book of Revelation comes in chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. So here again, we have talk of temple in heaven. And then thirdly, this passage discusses souls of them that were slain for the word of God being under the altar. Are we to assume this is a small piece of furniture wherein are crammed an innumerable company of those who have been slain for the word of God? I think not. I think from the perspective of John, he's looking at an enormous altar and a gathering, a multitude, if you will, of people waiting below an altar that is perhaps elevated, and they are, from his perspective, below them, standing below them. So this is more temple talk. We're going to see more in the book of Revelation about this furniture that was in the temple in the Old Testament actually existing in heaven, and that the stuff made by Moses and the children of Israel was made after the pattern shown to him in the Mount Sinai. Let me also point out to you that at the end of verse 9, they were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. The word of God and the testimony they held. This is reminiscent of the opening of the book. In chapter 1, verse 9, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. For the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So John is saying these that are slain when the Lamb opened the fifth seal to show us the process, or at least the components of reclaiming what appears to be the world. He shows us, before he comes back to the earth, he is showing us that there is a great company of predetermined number that should be killed. Why do I say predetermined? Verse 11, it is answered to them, the Lord says that they should rest until their fellow servants and brothers should be killed as they were, and that that number should be revealed. Let me read it. It was said unto them, they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. There's a number of martyrs out there. God knows. Yesterday, in the first four seals, otherwise known as the four horsemen of the apocalypse, we remember that all four of those horses are mentioned in Matthew chapter 24. And let me read it to you. In verse number 3, and he, Jesus, sat upon the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. We identify that as the first horse, the white horse, the rider on the white horse, in the first seal of Revelation. One who looks like the Christ, but is not the Christ. And then in verse number 6 of Matthew 24, ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. And this is reminiscent of the red horse, under the second seal in Revelation chapter number 6. And in verse number six of Matthew 24, you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And then, and later in verse 7, there shall be famines. And then we see that corresponding with the third horse and the rider upon it, holding a pair of balances. He's on a black horse. He's in the third seal of Revelation 6, and he is clearly representing famine for wheat and barley, three measures of barley and a measure of wheat, both selling for a day's wage. And then Jesus goes on and says, and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Pestilences in other versions of the Bible is translated plague. Isn't it interesting that in chapter 6 of Revelation, the fourth horse, it says that he was given power to kill with hunger and with plague and with the beasts of the earth. And so it is no wonder that now these plagues and these earthquakes are being mentioned by Christ as the fourth component, and John later calls it the fourth seal in the book of Revelation. Verse 8 of Matthew 24, all these are the beginning of sorrows, and then Jesus goes on and gives the fifth seal of the book of Revelation, when he says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. So Jesus goes right through the five seals of the book of Revelation in Matthew 24. Like we said yesterday in Sunday school, John was there. This has been Pastor Bill, and I hope that this has been a help to you. If you have any questions about any of the five seals thus far or the book of Revelation, send me an email, bsturm.bbc@gmail.com.